down to Canaan, so everything hurdled down through here, there's no restrictions in place, but if that happens, it will turn the whole state of Utah map red for those fire restrictions, so I'll keep you guys updated and posted on that. If they do happen, there will be an announcement that will come out, and I'll forward that to you guys, so you'll have that, and I'll also forward it to the sheriff's office, county commissioners, all those people, so they'll be aware of fire restrictions. Any other questions about the fire restrictions?
Uh-uh.
Okay. The other couple of things I have is, I won't be hiring a full-time assistant this year, I got the okay from Emory County to hire one, but Carbon County wouldn't come on board. Carbon County wouldn't approve a full-time assistant warden, they didn't want me to grow government, is what I was told by the county commissioners in Carbon County, so I hired another seasonal this year, and I've already hired that person. For those of you, it's gonna be Kim Ely from the Huntington Fire Department, this is who I offered the job to, she's accepted, her first day will be on Wednesday the 17th. So she'll be my assistant this year on managing, so she'll be coming out to meetings, trainings, whatever, that we have, so you guys will see her more when we go do different things with the departments. Another thing, DOT inspections, I know that your trucks are all different over here, so when you get those DOT inspections done, make sure you get those to me, because if I don't have an updated DOT inspection, if you go on a fire, you won't get paid. That engine won't get paid unless it has a current DOT inspection, so. I know, yeah, I have the ones from Preston, I have some from some of the other departments too that were due, but I think there's some departments that still haven't sent me stuff, because they're not due till July or August or something, I know you have different.
Mine are just gone, I just.
And yeah, just send me a copy of the certificate, and I'll update it in the system, and it'll be good to go.
Is that something we could collectively set up as a district where we're all doing our DOT inspections in the same month, to make it easier for you?
Whatever you guys wanna do.
If all the engines in the county are done at the same time, then we don't have to just try to track it around, because mine's not due until the end of this month.
Yeah.
First of August.
Right.
So. Yeah, and you just got yours done, you just got yours done, so, yeah, if we could figure out.
Yeah, I'll just leave that, if you guys in the district.
Maybe we can discuss that for next meeting, and next year, just all do them at once.
Do you want the city-owned trucks too?
Any fire apparatus that's in the system, I think all your fire apparatus are in the system, even your yellow Chevy is in the system.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, unless you don't want it in the system, then we can take it out.
No, I would rather be in the system, because it'd be a good brush truck.
Okay. Yep.
That's an idea for future.
Yep, but I do have some departments, not really over here in Emory County, you guys all know, I have some in Carbon County that fight with them here to get their DOT inspections. And that was one of the departments over there who had a previous chief that didn't like oil land, but they're coming on board now with the new chief they have over there in that department. And we have had issues down in Grand and San Juan County where they've not been doing the DOT inspections, need to be made to pay, but the system won't let us, you can't do a bill in the fire business system, you do the billing unless you have that current DOT inspection in your vehicles. Even my engine for the state has to be DOT inspected every year. The people thought, well, we don't have to for state law, I said, yeah, state law said you don't have to, but everyone says you have to. I even have to do my engine done every year, so I'm not even exempt from it with my state engine. Any other questions or issues for me?
No, I think so.
Sorry, I do. I've been having issues with the red card form, has anybody else talked to you about?
I haven't, no, I have nobody told me about it.
Well, the form itself.
Is it fillable?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up just breaking and handling it.
Yeah, because that's where I'm at, I'm like.
And then scanning.
There's some glitches in there, so when you fill in one page, and you go to come on, it wants to put it here. It shifts it down into another page, and.
Okay.
I wouldn't either.
I told him, I didn't scan it, you know that.
Probably help you out.
Oh, that might be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice, that would be nice.
I'll do it on right now, so I can pass it on to Rudy. Yeah, she'll be able to let you fill it out, I'll pass it on to Rudy, so you can have the people up and solve it.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go on that.
I don't know, I think Preston said something about her issue, but he did it also.
My other question is, does Emory and Carbon have the wood chipper like Grand does? Or do you need any cleanups?
No. if you want community cleanups, I can give you our WUI coordinator's information. You can talk to him because he has a chip. I know he's done that with some communities before. I think he was over in Orangeville earlier this year doing some work over there in Orangeville, doing some chipping.
Yeah, if you could send me that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Remind me after meeting, and I'll send it to you as soon as we're done here, so you'll have. I don't have your phone number. I'll look at, no, I'll look at exactly. Any other concerns or issues or questions or anything for me?
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yep.
Okay, the next one is BLM, nobody here.
I'm for them also.
Oh, you're doing them too?
Yeah, so I got a call from Cody, he's been extended to go past his regular time off day, so he didn't want to come through over here to Emory County, has something happen, have to come clear back, so he's done to go home. He said he didn't really have anything other than if you guys have any training needs or if you want classes, let me know, go through me. The BLM has that money available to pay for those classes, so it won't cost the departments anything but your time of your firefighters to come to those classes. When we do our engine workshops, that's how we pay for the engine workshops. Well, we get money from the state for engine workshops, but all the other trainings that we do, if they cost through NWCD, then the BLM has funding set aside where they use to pay for volunteer firefighters to be trained. And they pay their people, so Cody and whoever comes and helps do those classes is paid through that funding as well. So yeah, so if you have anything, let me know, and we can set something up.
Would be nice to get a fire engine. We never got to do the engine one thing.
Oh. Yeah, and I'll work harder next year to try and figure it out, maybe have it sooner or something. I'll reach out to you guys probably January in one of your meetings to see what day would be good for you guys for that engine workshop. So we can be all on the same page. It was just kind of thrown together this year, and everybody was all over. We've been down in Grand and San Juan, and it was just a mess this year. So yeah, we'll get on it sooner next year and try to get it better set up and scheduled.
Is there any NWGG course?
NWCG?
CG.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the courses?
Yeah, if you have courses you guys are interested in that you want to look at or want to do, just let me know. And we can get the information, the material, we can come down and teach the class, whatever you want. I'll take that back. There are some classes you can't do until you get other classes done that are prerequisites. Right, yeah. So if you do have a list that comes up, pass that on to me and I'll look and let you know if there's a prerequisite to that classroom.
Perfect.
That's all the BLM had.
Okay. Item 5 is selling of them fire trucks. We tabled it last month. Nash was supposed to bring that letter in, and he wasn't able to make it tonight.
Okay.
So we can just table it.
Table it again until we get more information.
Okay, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we table
second
the item of selling the fire trucks until we get more information.
I'll second that.
Just to follow up, what was the information we were waiting
on? When we were discussing selling these fire trucks in the first place, we had a figure in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to locate that figure to where we can have a start off point to what we're going to set the price for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yep.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is our MOU. Did anybody bring their...
Negative. Oh, I didn't. Huntington didn't. Their city council meeting will be this Wednesday. So it'll be discussed in my city council meeting Wednesday, and I can bring it next month. Or
email it, me.
I can bring it
the back page. That.
Yep. Yeah, we don't have to wait a whole month for it to discuss it again. I can have them go through it and approve it on their end, and then just email it to you.
Yeah, just the signed one.
Is Huntington the only town you're missing?
No.
Here's Emory's, in case that's the other one. Cleveland did theirs. Did Preston send this to you?
Not yet.
Okay. I didn't know we were supposed to send it to you, or I'd have had it done.
Okay, so, yep, just the signed back page is all I really need.
Yeah.
Aaron's just sitting in the office.
I got Cleveland's and Elmo's here.
That one is Emory's, although he had to sign twice because he just signed both these. So, disregard the first signature.
So, you actually have Cleveland's there?
I don't think so. He has. That's Emory's.
This is Emory's.
Yes. You just signed the wrong one the first time.
Yeah, and now he's got Elmo and Emory's.
Okay, I'm
sorry, I
should have
done that.
Okay, so yeah, if you just email me your signed copy,
Okay.
Then next month we can give them to.
Natalie.
Can you re email? Did you email those out, right?
Yeah, I did.
So actually, you know it.
Otherwise, I can send you another one if you need it.
I got it. I just want to make sure.
Natalie to send that last.
I didn't bring any copies of it this month, so.
That's all right. Yeah, but it's going to be discussed anyway Wednesday in Huntington, so.
May I knock out the GR fire? That's where they can go in from.
Yeah, if you could just get an email to me, then next month we can give it to Leonard and get the commissioners. Yep. Go through their meeting with it and get it all done.
Yep, can do.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is our budget. This is where we're at so far. I might have some other stuff on the bottom of that stack.
Yep, I'll make sure it doesn't fall below. Everybody got one?
We're way down right now. After half the year, we're at 76,000, and we're budgeted was 180 some thousand for the year. But the May we did get 30,000, or will get.
So what is this we're looking at here?
This is our mineral lease money.
Okay, it's mineral lease.
Yeah, that we've got this year.
Okay.
Like December, we only got $2,000, $2,500. Nash was telling me he hasn't seen a year. When he was doing it, they never had a month that went under $12,000, and we've had.
We got two of them under 10.
Yeah, two under 10, one at 10. We get a couple good months like the April one, we're right back up where we need to be. So,
what is it that we need to do with this information?
I'm just passing it along. So, okay.
So it's just an information. It's not
it's,
a.
Yeah, it's need nothing we need to discuss. Okay. Just information for everybody.
Okay.
So when we don't buy something new for everybody this year. You understand why.
Mm-hmm.
We just take care of needs until.
Until there's a surplus.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
We have other revenue, right? Isn't there a tax?
No. We get all of our money from mineral lease.
It's going to be, yes, not allow you to, because Carbon County is going through the same issue where the state, I think the state auditor's office devalued a lot of properties in Carbon Emerald County, like the coal industry, the mine stuff like that.
Yeah.
They devalued them way low, so you're going to be taking a cut in your mineral lease money that they're going to be paying out now because of the state.
Well, then we shut down so many coal mines around the area for right now that it's going to take a while.
Yeah, they're we did bring that up to Jordan, and they're looking into that as far as if there's any way to go that route.
Yeah, cause there's that huge one from Lawrence to the power plant.
Mm-hmm. And then one that's, yeah, there's one even bigger than that, south of Farron.
Moore is supposed to be the biggest solar field in the country when it's done. It's like 152,000 acres.
No.
I was talking to one of the people out there that live out here the other day.
I know one of the leads on that, that's a $1.1 billion project for that part.
Oh, buddy. I don't think we need any more heat.
no snowing in the canyon they're all in.
Well, maybe if they get that lithium going in Green River, that's a mineral.
Yeah, I'm sure that they would do something with the mineral.
I'm sure there'll be some off that. So. But that's still a ways out, so.
Right. Yeah, but I thought the whole thing was is they couldn't get any of that because it was on private land.
It is their private land, so.
They couldn't get the federal mineral leases on that.
Bummer.
Any more questions on this?
No, I'm good.
I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention, so.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Next item on the agenda, county training. Kyla.
So last month was flashover. We had a pretty good training. Had a lot of participation from Castle, Farron, Emory, I believe Huntington as well, although I wasn't there for that part as it got called out. Our next one is July 27th. It's going to be search and rescue, and it's going to be in Emory. Wait, I might have the date wrong.
That was August.
Yeah, I thought it was too, which is why I'm a little. Okay, I think it got misscheduled and truly is on the 27th of this month, which means yay for it being sooner than anticipated. But I believe that was some confusion, so I will double check and get back to you guys.
That's going to be tough for that part of the
county
fair.
Okay, I will double check and probably reschedule if it's wrong. For the original plan, which would have been August
17th. Yeah, I thought we were shooting for August.
That was the plan. So it must have just gotten misscheduled. So I will double check that and see if we can get it bumped back to August 17th as planned. Because you're right, County Fair will definitely not work.
Will that be in Emory?
Yes, that one will be in Emory. And it's set up for 8 to 5. So if we have a lot of people, we can break it morning and afternoon. But if you guys could get me your roster once I confirm dates and send a text into the chief text group. I hope you guys are all part of it.
Which trailer was that?
That's going to be a search and rescue.
Search and rescue. Mm-hmm.
And that's a great one. If you guys haven't been a part of it,
oh, you're fine.
Definitely come join in.
Yeah, I've done that one.
Okay. Let's see. The only other thing we kind of already covered was just the fireworks training to get everybody on board with fireworks training. We're going to do that the third week of May next year, so we don't have to try and play catch up. Because so far, it's kind of been a thing.
Do it as a district training, that's a good idea.
Which one? That's all I had. Any questions on county training or requests?
I'll have a little bit that shows up during my chief's roundtable to discuss as far as trainings with the Prize Heroes Camp, but I'll bring that up then. Right now, I don't think I have anything.
Can you send me a new calendar?
Yes, that's a good idea. I will update the calendar with some trainings and send it out for
everybody. Perfect. I'm going to send you a text. Our department's calling for a couple of different trailers from you for if we can. So.
As far as counties? Yeah. And remember, you guys can definitely set up like your in-house youfers as well if you want to get a specific.
Yeah, we have one every month. We have youfer in Huntington just for in-house, like a 4-hour fundamental class or whatever. Saturday, sometimes we can make an 8-hour class, but I took July off.
Right. Well,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
Mike, all my new guys are calling for. They want to see this prop. So
nice.
Love it. And I love getting everybody together because it really helps when we're responding together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I figure. If we're going to do a training, even if it's just an in-house training, then I'm going to make sure everybody's aware of it in case you guys have people that want to come over.
For sure.
Unless somebody's going to work.
Well, it's going to be medical.
Oh.
I'm not going to work just yet. And I'm not going anywhere because my keys are locked in a truck right down on the street.
So I have a hammer in mine.
Half a minute.
Right. Somebody get a hold of Nosh. I got a really cool trick with the Halligan.
Right.
I learned it on TikTok.
I think we're gonna let that one slide.
Nice. On that note, that's all I got.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay, the next thing we have is motion to pay bills.
What bills do we have?
Okay.
I turned it down, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, are you ready or you want to listen to that first?
Go ahead.
I got a bill from our accountant.
And that's just a, is it an annual?
I don't remember it before.
I'm not sure of it either. December 31st, 2023, audited. Is this from when we were doing all of our work with the accountants on the fire trucks?
It could be. It was just in our box, and I'm not quite sure what it is. It could be from the CIB loan.
It might be.
Because that would have went through in about December.
Yeah.
When everything was done. I can sign it and then call Brenda tomorrow morning and ask her what it was for sure.
Okay.
And then send it out in a text when we find out what it was for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're going to pay it still to us just so we have the information what it's for.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Then I have a bill for truck inspections for Cleveland. I still haven't got yours, the bill for yours that you said you had done.
They probably just billed me directly, and I just paid them out of my budget. Because I had more than just more than just an inspection, and I had a full service. So I got thrown on the same bill, and I just paid it.
You can invoice us for your inspections yourself, if you want.
I'll just worry about it. It's already been paid, so.
Okay.
You've got plenty of budget. Let them pay it.
Well, it's already paid. I'm not worried about it.
And then last month, we paid e-dispatch. I misunderstood Stoney. We have had to invoice EMS for half of it, and we had to pay the whole thing. So I'll have to pay the other half of it this month and get it all caught up. And then when Stoney pays us, it'll be back in our account.
Okay, so the fire district pays the full, and then we invoice them and their,
for their half.
Okay. Makes sense.
See, and I thought I'd just give them a copy of this, and they would...
They'd pay their half, and we'd pay the remainder?
Yeah, but...
It's got to be paid in full by the special service district and then invoice out to the EMS.
And I was going to ask Stoney who we bill for it. Is it just EMS, or is it EMS special service district?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And the same thing with the search and rescue on there as well.
The only two that split it is... Fire and EMS.
Okay. Do we have any others?
No.
Okay, I'll make a motion we pay the bills with next meeting finding out what the accountant fee was.
Okay.
To pay the bills in full.
Okay, I got a motion from Chase and a second from Tammy. This has to do with money, so we need a roll call vote. Chase.
Aye.
Mike. Tammy.
Yes.
Kyla.
Yes.
Randy.
Yes.
Motion carries. The next item is citizen concerns.
None present?
Nobody present. Chief's Roundtable. Chase, you want to start us off?
Sure. So I sat in a meeting in Carbon County at Price Fire Station about their Heroes Fire Camp for 2024. This is the all-female fire camp. Last year was their first year. This is going to be their second year of it. They asked me to be the point of contact for Emory County. And then they've created a committee for this. And Ken Ely, my female firefighter, is on that committee. So if you have anything after this discussion you want to add or questions, I'll direct you to Kim, and then she can bounce it to their committee. So it's a two-day camp, Friday evening, and then, no, Friday morning, sorry. It's two full days, Friday morning. Tentative dates, the first weekend, so it'll be the 4th or 5th of October. And once it's finalized, I will send that information out to the district as well.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the first weekend of October, so it should be the weekend of the 4th and 5th.
Friday and Saturday.
The information on that, I'd like to be involved in that.
Absolutely. Well, as I go a little further in this, I'm going to be asking for some help, and especially from females in the fire industry.
Yeah.
Because that's what this, that I'm definitely on board with what they're trying to achieve here, mm-hmm. and get female interested in the fire service. We did adjust the age. Last year, they had to be seniors with the minimum age. They had to be 18.
Oh, okay.
So this year, they've adjusted the age down to 16, but it, and still it'll be all with parent consent, and all the forms will be filled out. But that way they can get the younger kids in, because a lot of departments have junior programs.
Absolutely.
So, and I know that two of my firefighters attended this last year. Kim was already on my department, and then Lilla was interested in it, went to the camp, and now she's on my department after going through this two-day camp. So the first day is speakers, team building exercises, and fitting them with PPE. And then at the end of that, they do an extrication class. And then the second day is all hands-on. They do a ventilation house at a dollhouse, fire flow. Clark's Fire Extinguishers comes over and teaches them fire extinguishers. They have a keynote speaker through lunch. Yeah, you're going to have their ladder truck. They're going to do firefighter carries and tick searches, and then taking a hydrant to pump and flowing water. And with that, so that is one that Emory is, not Emory Town, but Emory County, they asked if we could help with that. So they're going to need some instructors. I told them I could bring an engine over out of Huntington. I'll bring over my new engine to kind of showcase that, but then also train them on the truck. So we're going to need 2-3 people for that. And then ladders and ladder truck, they're going to run their ladder truck. So they asked if somebody from Emory County could help teach how to throw ladders. They don't climb them clear to the top. They only go up a few rungs. And then if they're capable and willing, they'll teach them like leg lock and stuff like that on the ladder rungs. So 2-3 there. Then they do gear drills and a Kaiser sled, and then hose bowling. And they said that they loved you on hose bowling. Was it you?
Yeah.
Okay, because they said you on hose bowling, that they loved you and your energy on it, and was wondering if you'd be willing to do that again.
Definitely. It really was awesome. Like, yeah. Being able to see all the participation, so many girls that seemed to like really get excited about fire. I loved it.
Yeah, the whole premise of this thing is, this is great.
Yeah, I'd be happy to instruct on anything. Maybe.
Perfect. Yeah, that.
Well,
yeah, and also
I have a lot of background.
Yeah, so for sure. With your background with Euphra, you'd be spot on for it. I did need to talk to Nosh, but he's not here. They are asking for gear to be donated, smaller sized gear, smaller coats, pants, boots. If you have available surplus gear, anybody that has some.
We have a really tiny pair of boots.
Right? That's the same pair of boots that's been bounced back and forth between our stations like 3 different times. Because I'll get a female firefighter and it's...
young girls, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was on, and those, I'm like, nobody fits into this. I have a couple, like a size four.
Yeah. Well, I had a female firefighter on my department that those boots were too big.
Yikes.
Yeah. Small. Like Baby Gap size feet.
So, they need to be washed. If we're bringing gear over for that, it'll need to be cleaned.
Need to be washed. And I have an extractor at my station.
Emory has one as well.
So we can launder gear in Huntington. I also have the decon washer that we can do helmets and boots and gloves in. If you need for this. So female size is smaller. And then, I mean, granted, not every female is the tiny size. So we're going to need a little spread of gear.
Yeah, keep in mind.
You know. And right. So I've got some gear to be able to donate, but I wanted to ask the county.
You check all my gear.
Okay, perfect. And then, so they're doing, this is all nonprofit. They're trying to get donations for everything. I know that me and Scott had talked in the past about you guys in screen printing.
Mm-hmm.
They do shirts like they did last year. So they need a minimum of 35. I want to talk to you to see if that was a volume you guys would be able to handle.
Yes, I think we could probably do 35 screen print. We don't know a design yet.
No, I don't have the design, but I can get you in contact with the committee, and then we can work that out.
If they're still looking for committee members, that's something I might be interested in as well.
Okay. Roger that. Then they're doing water bottles again this year. And I think they have somebody that they wanted to, but I put Emory County possibly for donations to pay for these water bottles and to pay for the printing on them, you know, because they put their logo and a saying and stuff on there. And then I also wanted to talk to Preston. He told me he had a good connection with Challenge Coins to
with
possibly
the lady in China.
Yeah, that one. And I don't know how to, I gotta get in touch with him, find out the price, and then look for donations to pay for these. The coins wouldn't be part of the whole pack, and that's kind of how I discussed it with the members of this committee. Would the coins be after they make it through 2 days? Because they did have a lot of attrition, you know. Mm-hmm. Not all the girls signed up for the camp finished the camp.
Right.
So that would be, you know, an accolade that, hey, I finished this camp and here's my coin. That's and they were on board with that. They really liked that.
Will they be seeking donations?
Yeah, so they're going to like Walmart and a couple other places for snacks and drinks and lunch. Walmart provided lunch for them last year, so they're going to get back in touch with them. But then for the water bottles, the stickers, they're going to talk to Nick Parker out of Carbon County. He's the one that did the vinyls on my new engine and my chief truck and the ambulance in Huntington Station. So they're going to talk to him about donating some vinyl stickers. If not, I was going to, again, turn back over to Emory to see if we can get some stickers made for him.
Finland might.
Yeah?
I know Dave pretty
okay.
well.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll talk to Nick and then Signage. Okay, and then they wanted me to pass it on to the board that they really appreciated, Carbon County really appreciated all the support and attendance of Emory County coming over to us. And they want to make sure that we can continue to grow that relationship between the two counties and the fireside. So
it really was. And I was just going to say, I don't know if they're going to want to change it, but last year it was not specifically or exclusively female firefighters helping out. So they might need some participation from others as well.
Yeah. Well, and that's with the ladders and stuff. I was going to volunteer time to go throw ladders or run pump. I know they would prefer female firefighters.
Right. As many as we can get for sure.
So, yeah. But, yeah, male firefighters are fine as well. I'm going to go over. Tracy Adley is a speaker. He did a speech on volunteerism, and they appreciated that. So they're going to go with him again this year.
Thanks.
Have that same look.
I heard his talk was really good.
Yeah, well, good. I was nervous last year when they told me that, but it turned out great. They're going to go over. Jeremy is going
to
be speaking.
Talk to me again this year?
Yep.
Of course.
They're going to talk to you about speaking on wildland, and then they're also going to bring up some law enforcement, hazmat, EMS, to try to just kind of encompass all of first responders. Mm-hmm. To boost numbers and get people more engaged and more involved with it. So I can get back in touch with them, and then they've got one meeting, I think, next week to finalize some stuff, and then I'll have more information to be able to provide you. You had a question?
Oh, have they considered, like, some of the towns further away, maybe working with the school system in see, like with Green River, they may be able, any gals that are interested, they may be able to bus them.
Okay. That is a great point.
Yeah, especially like the South End,
yeah.
A long ways to go. It is a long ways. We will shuttle them through.
Yeah. Like, you know. I wish the email I got last year would have been a little more informative and earlier than when I got it, because I was like, wasn't sure what they wanted.
Right,
and
yeah.
I went over to the museum because my daughter was over there working, and I saw what they're doing. Like, dang, I wish I could be able to plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your first one, but it really was so good. I think everyone should be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just going to continue to grow from here now that they've had that first year under their belt. So biggest thing is the firefighter gear, and then I'll talk to Preston to try to get some pricing on coins, pricing on shirts, because we're going to have to provide the shirts and the labor and the material. So once we can get some pricing figured out, then we can ask around to some of our local businesses for donations to cover this. Like I'm going to talk to Jan Auto and Saker Parson and, you know, some of the companies in our county to donate to this to be able to provide it. Even though it's not going to be in our county, we're going to have Emory County residents attending. So.
I would almost go talk to every business in the county.
Oh, yeah.
Live Earth.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I didn't think of Live Earth.
And United Minerals. Yeah. They are two separate companies.
Yeah, United Minerals.
So what I might be able to do there is once we get this list, I'll bring it back up to the district and then have representatives of that town that that business is in go have that conversation instead of me being in Huntington Fire discussing with Green River businesses. Mm-hmm. It might be better to have an agency local discuss it.
I think we're putting together either an email or a letter to send out first and then follow up in person with these businesses.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
call.
And maybe that's something we can, they might already be putting something together that they're going to send out.
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have right now. They're just gonna rerun the same as last year. They have got rid of a couple things. We've taken the knots out because they did knots in the Kaiser sled. If you're familiar with the Kaiser sled, that's the sled that you hammer. Stand over it and it's that hammer drill. So they removed knots out of that, and I brought up gear drills because we're gonna fit them with PPE and they're gonna have to wear PPE for all of this, but to teach them a gear drill and the why and the NFPA standard of 1 minute to push them through that. So they moved that one in. And then they removed the dummy drag. They did a firefighter dummy drag and they removed that. I guess it was kind of labor intensive. It was pretty, it was difficult for some of the participants. That is a lot. Well, and I mean, that Kaiser sled's no joke. Like, if you're beating on that thing for time, like, you're working.
Oh, yeah.
But throw a gear drill in, and then the Kaiser sled, get them kind of frazzled, and then work through it. Kind of give them a little bit of a boot camp. Yeah. We want to show them, but not break
them.
Kind of a thing. So, yeah, I appreciate everybody's willingness to help out with this. I'll send this information over to them and see what we need next. Other than that, so that's all I have for the Heroes Female Fire Camp 24. Huntington Fire Roundtable. We did our 4th of July fireworks. I appreciate the help from Cleveland and Elmo. We had a fire incident during, like, right before we went to light.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio.
And Preston was running traffic control for me. That's when I talked to you about a couple days after. He was running traffic control for me and actually took care of that incident for me, so I didn't have to leave. We didn't have any spot fires from our display. We did have a couple of firework malfunctions during our display. One extremely low detonation, and then another incident we had was embers landed in a tube of one of my 5-inch shells and burned through the top of the mortar itself. It didn't hit the lift charge, but it burned through the wrapping in the top, and so it discharged in the tube there. It kind of fountained off, per se, in the tube. No firefighter injuries at all. We were fortunate with that, especially with that low detonation. It had and I can't figure out the exact issue, if it was a lack of lift charge or what, but it seemed to have a difficult time. It was a 3-inch mortar coming out. Had a difficult time leaving the tube, and I know that all the tubes were inspected, we go through them, but it came up about 15 feet, arched over, and landed in the racetrack in front of us and set off there. But thankfully we didn't have any other anything happen off of that. The finale went partway. We had about 35 shots.
Everybody was like, hey, then the second finale was really cool.
Yeah, and then during those first couple chains where we chained something else together into that, it had blown it apart because of the first one, so we had to go back over and touch it off there. But again, no injuries, just a little hiccup. And I appreciate, again, everybody's help to come out, Nancy, with Cleveland, Elmo Fire, Emory County Sheriff's Office, and UHP. All assisted during this, so my good. And that's all I have.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
out of town, so of course Green River had a bunch of calls. So I don't know much about, but we had quite a week last week. Would you have two structure fires in 2 days?
Three.
Technically three structures.
Yes, two in 2 days.
And then some other calls, some,
yeah,
some I-70 semis on fire.
And propane leaks.
Propane leaks. And, we are putting out a letter to the community. I brought this up last meeting. Just trying to encourage folks to clean up their properties. We're starting with a friendly letter before we start going after people. And hopefully these recent events kind of have sparked that in people to go, oh, the crap in my yard could set somebody else's house on fire. So there's that. And I wanted to follow up with, Randy had asked a question last meeting about EV chargers, about distances, and Chase kind of hit on it, that there really is no set distances. If you have questions about EV chargers and where they should be placed, it boils back down to their design, the design of the project, because all of that's based off of NFPA 70, which is the electrical code, and then NFPA 30A, which is, so 30A is specifically for gas stations and repair garages, and so those distances would be determined in that design. And typically with anything electrical with that involves fueling, what you'll see is it all has to be enclosed in conduit with sealed fittings, sealed switches.
Class 1 dip 1 is what it is?
Yeah, and all of that. So really, to come out and say what, there's no set distance specifically. IFC does not address EV chargers other than to follow NFPA 70.
Yeah, I'm working with my zoning right now. We can write a new ordinance.
So if there's a question on a specific place, my only suggestion that refer I can give you is refer back to what their design was and their as-builts.
I appreciate that.
And there's not, like I said, it's one of those things where it goes into a design process,
mm-hmm.
and then based on different installation codes, they come up with those distances.
Well, the problem we have with this particular incident,
mm-hmm.
was they got the zoning clearance clear back in 21, and they decided to install it 3 years later. So we're working with zoning now, so we put deadlines on it, and I'm actually going to start enforcing distances.
Well, zoning's your use. Your codes will fall under the permitting.
Right.
And so whatever they permitted.
But if they don't meet our zoning,
well, sure,
they won't
get
the clearance to get a permit.
Yeah. So I just wanted to follow up on that. And then there was an article that came out from the state, not from the state fire marshal, but it was about the state fire marshals, that fire calls in Utah are up this year, specifically burns, people burning, and it getting out of control. It was a pretty interesting article. I can share it if everybody would like. But I know that we've seen it, an increase in burning out of season without permits, and so I just wanted to let everybody know that that's kind of a statewide thing that state fire marshal's office is seeing. So
if you could forward that article, that'd be good.
Yeah, I can forward it to everybody.
Good knowledge.
I I got with our assistant chief, and we just put out the state's matrix. We had to revamp it a little bit to get it to work on our Facebook, just to help educate everybody, especially our agriculture, because they just
learn whatever they want,
do whatever they want. I mean, to an extent they can, but they are supposed to call, and so.
And can I piggyback off something?
Absolutely.
For burn permits, I'm sure you guys are all aware right now, with it being closed fire season, June to October, June 1st, October 31st. Anybody that wants to burn yard debris, limbs, stuff like that in unincorporated county, our state law requires them to get a permit from me. If they do not have a permit, yeah, they're burning as a Class B misdemeanor.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything in the incorporated cities. That's up to the chiefs and your city ordinances.
Yeah.
But unincorporated county, if you have people that are calling asking you if they can burn stuff, please give them my number, refer them to me, because they have to have a permit from me. And if we do go into fire restrictions like I talked about earlier, then there won't be no burn permits issued for any debris burning or anything until the fire restrictions are lifted.
Including agriculture, correct?
Including agriculture, yeah.
And is that something online that we can refer them to also, or just your phone number?
Give them my phone number, because right now I'm trying to do the DAQ website's supposed to be setting up my name, my number, and some information on their webpage for unincorporated Carbon and Emmett County, where people will have to go there to request a burn permit. It'll be all electronic, so I'm beta testing. I'm trying to beta test as soon as the DAQ gets set up, where I'll refer them to that webpage where they'll have to hit that link that takes them to Carbon every time they fill out an application. I review it, and I either deny it or yes, it's good to go, or whatever, and send it back to them. And then I will always send a text or the burn permit, whatever you guys prefer, to the chiefs. I always will send a text, or I'll call the chief that's over that area where I write a permit, so you guys are aware of it too, because state law requires that they have to, the chief has to be notified as well.
Yeah.
That's over that area. I have not read any burn permits in every county, so if anybody's been burning in an unincorporated county, they've been burning illegally.
Yeah,
that one in Moore.
That one in Moore, I wondered.
The one in Moore was illegal, it was an illegal burn. And I talked to her about that, and she was pretty upset, but she was pretty scared that I was going to charge her and have a cop come haul her to jail. She assured me she wouldn't do it again without a permit. But that was an illegal burn because she didn't have a permit out in the unincorporated county, so just so you guys are aware of that.
It says state law that they have to contact the chief?
Yes.
State law says the chief has to be notified to every burn permit that covers that area.
Oh, they just had to contact the sheriff's office.
No, it's because on a burn permit.
The way the law is with wildland fire, the sheriff has ultimate responsibility for wildland suppression and burn permits, but with the agreement that the sheriff has with the county signed, that delegates the authority to me in our division, so it takes it off the plate of the sheriff. They can still revoke or say, yeah, we can get you permitted to talk to me, but for that defers to me to be able to issue that permit. Okay. Just in an unincorporated county. Like I said, incorporated city limits for you guys all are incorporated over here. Up to you, your city ordinances, the chiefs. If I get people calling me to burn permits, I refer them. I'll give them your numbers as chiefs. If you're okay with that, they can call and talk to you, or I'll refer them to the city office. So I'm not sure.
City office would be the best for mine, for Huntington, city office, because they get them online at the city webpage.
Yeah, I'll get them online at the city webpage. And then come in and get one from me personally.
Yes, and I'll let them know if they're in the cities. And
I had some people call me that were outside of Elmo, but I told them to talk.
She
to
called
Elmo.
Me. It was the one I called a couple weeks ago, maybe. What was her name?
I can't remember.
I had somebody call, but I didn't issue a burn permit, because I red flag warnings
during
the day. And that's another thing, too. A new law that came out this year, just so you guys are aware.
Yeah.
You cannot burn on red flag warning days. It's a Class B misdemeanor.
I can't even
issue a burn permit on a red flag warning day legally.
I have this saved on my phone. It's from the DNR's website about burn permits and fire code. And it's a short, but it's packed full of information that tells you exactly every, the burning instructions, and it tells you what is a Class B misdemeanor. And then it gives you the burn matrix. And it's super helpful. I keep it handy on my phone, because people are like, well, prove it. You're like,
65A-03.
Yep. And so it's a great page on forestry, fire, and state lands under permits and fire code.
Please.
And I just save it on my home screen. So, yeah. It was really helpful. We had a fire an illegal burn, and I was able to show our sheriff's deputies on scene. I'm like, there's at least three Class B misdemeanors on this call. And so they were, I was able to forward that to them, and I don't know if anything happened with it, but...
at least they're aware.
The useful tool. I passed the information along, and so I'm on them at that point, but... that's all I have.
Cool. Also, too, state law requires that people burn, they have to notify the public safety dispatch as well. So when I do burn permits, I have to call sheriff's office the day they're gonna burn when they're done.
Our application and the fine.
Yep.
Yep, before and after.
Yep.
Okay, Cleveland Day, this weekend. Fireworks, something 20th. Lamp Friday the 19th, and I feel on the 18th.
Hold on for fireworks, do you want me to send you that?
I just gotta get Mike in, he usually does fireworks, but I just gotta get him in to get tested. So, yeah, we've got those things. Gearing up, getting ready for that.
Yeah, do you need help?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you need? Do you need lighters, help setting up for fire watch?
I gotta see how this week goes. Preston's got, he's helping me in the morning, but then he goes to school. So, I'll have him send him a text, but yeah, we'll probably need some lighters.
Okay.
I know Emil likes to do fire watch too, but...
Yeah, well, my crew's certified light.
Lighting
it. So I've got... I'll talk to him tomorrow night and see how many people I can get.
Okay. I've got a couple that are certified that we can
hold. And then I still have your racks. Like three of your racks.
I'm gonna grab them.
I can haul them over.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. What day do you want to start setting racks?
Preston's seeing Wednesday morning, because I was asking, well, I need your design, and you know how many racks to pull out, because I was going to start Wednesday night. But anyway, we'll get them hauled down there, and then probably screwing them together would be like Saturday.
Okay. As I say, I'm available to help you Saturday, but
yeah,
this week I'm pretty slammed.
Saturday. So,
okay, yeah, just send out a text. Let me know when you know.
Yes, send a question in the text.
Send us a message. We'll see if we need to come help light and set up. It went really well. Just a couple thank yous, really. Castledale brought their ladder truck, which was awesome. We were able to extend the flag over the road so that our grade went underneath the flag. And then we had the LM engine, we had Smokey the Bear, and we had Farron come help us as well. So we were definitely grateful for the help, and everything went pretty well. Fireworks went off well. I missed lighting 1 3-inch, so I guess that was the only issue, but...
That happens over here.
Man!
That's just easy to say that.
Right?
That's the worst thing that happened.
Yeah, exactly. It was my error, it was laughing.
Right.
Wait until you have a dud that lands in your city park and your city maintenance guy runs over with a lawnmower that scares the crap out of
you. Oh, wow.
That sounds like fun.
The way to mitigate that missed shell, because the amount of shells that Huntington shoots is there's a lot, and
right.
So they get missed. The way that I did it this year, instead of lighting shells off after, because once they're loaded, I can't unload them. Like,
right.
They have to lift.
Right.
The way I mitigated that issue is where I have my large shells set up over in that corner,
mm-hmm.
and I light them, and there's a lot less, so I can be watching the crew. Is when they were done with that row and moved back to the next row back, I just walked along and would touch off if I'd seen them. And we had a couple, three or four of them, but with that many that close, they get missed.
Right.
So I was able to just walk back through. Once their area was clear and those firefighters were working on a different row,
that's smart.
I just
kind of,
yeah, just to go double check it. That way I don't have to light fireworks after everybody's starting moving cars around and the public is
yep.
closer to the display site, stuff like that. It's just little thing that I did this year.
Yeah, I know, that's way smart.
Good call.
Yep.
One thing we did incorporate that was
pretty big for us was adding handles for fusees instead of just lighting from the fusee directly. The safety class I went through, Lady said that your firefighters are 75% safer simply by adding an 18-inch handle. So that was something that we changed, and I thought it worked pretty well.
I didn't know they had handles for fusees.
She said you can just like, I'll just recommend like the car wash, or not car wash, but like the ones you wash for windows.
Squeegee handles?
Yeah, exactly. Squeegee handles.
Paint stick handle?
We used plunger handle, which worked perfect.
So you can stack fusees on fusees.
That's true, could have done that. But in any case, adding a handle adds 75% safer.
So when they're doing that, they still have their fuse covers. They remove the fuse cover and then reach in with their fusee.
Yep. Yep, everything stays exactly the same. If you're a little bit further from the explosion.
It actually worked really nice.
That's not a bad idea. That's a really good idea.
That's a really good safety tip.
So that's all I have.
Awesome. Thank you.
Parents had a busy month.
Yeah.
We lost our barn. We lost the show barn.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
How was it rough?
Somebody sent me some pictures, and I'm like, oh my gosh, did they lose the whole thing or what?
We did not lose the whole thing. With the help of Orangeville, Emory, Castledale, I cannot say thank you enough to those teams, as well as my own new team. We did lose most of our stock show area, but we were able to save. What I think is safe, but it did not go all the way to the ground.
Good.
Unfortunately, we lost the stock show this year, but that was like our third call in 3 days.
Ooh.
One south of town, one or more. The day, like literally hours before that call. Acorn Lake was the same day as the flashover trailer. Yeah, it's been a busy month for us, but having the mutual aid departments was huge, and I can't say thank you enough for those guys.
Likewise.
So, other than that, we're just plugging along, starting wildland training. We're doing firework training this week, and so we can get all of our guys ready for the show in September.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Very good. Everything, Ben?
The only thing I had was on that monitor on your Becker.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked about it, so.
Yeah, let me know. I can, so you need the whole mount and everything, right?
Yep.
You just got your riser pipe sticking up, just, that's it?
That's it.
Take everything off?
Yep.
But yeah, the truck's not, it's not one of my frontline units, so.
Yeah.
I've got two other monitors on both my other trucks that monitors.
Well, we would have had one on that house fire. It was so hot you couldn't get firefighters in there. And I was having to pull them out and send them to suck oxygen or go set in the AC unit. Because it was, what, like 114 that day, 110. It was, and that old house went up hot and fast.
Okay, I'll take off my engine tomorrow night at meeting.
Okay, and then I'll get around there one day and pick it up. Let you know before I come over.
I don't think I'm going to Green River anytime soon, but if I do end up heading that way, I'll just bring it out. Okay. Yeah, it'll be available. So Wednesday morning it'll be available from then on. Cool.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Anything else? I make a motion we adjourn.
A second.
We have a motion to adjourn. A second. All in favor?
Let's do it. And I've got a key in the bed of my truck now.
That's nice.
Mama brought me a key so I can get home.
Hey, how are you doing?